blog readers will recall the issue of renaming the Hastings Law School. From the Sacramento Bee, California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill into law ordering the renaming of the University of California's Hastings College of the Law. Under Assembly Bill 1936, by Assemblyman James Ramos, Democrat from Highland, the college's new name will be University of California, College of the Law San Francisco, or UC Law San Francisco for short. The bill also outlines several initiatives for the college to pursue, including renaming the law library with a native language name and annually reading a statement of the atrocities that the school's founder, Serranus Hastings, committed against the Yuki people in the 19th century. The measure will also provide collaborative opportunities for Round Valley tribal students to debate and gain writing experience, according to the governor's office. Section 2B of the new law states, "It is the intent of the legislature to ensure that the college achieves all of the following. 1. Assists in the formation of a non-profit organization, as described in subsection C of section 501 of the Internal Revenue Code, in association with, and jointly governed by, Yuki descendants selected by the government of the Round Valley Indian Tribes to provide an organizational structure to raise capital, organize pro bono legal assistance and other support, and assist tribal leadership with federal, state, and county matters, water and property rights, economic development, and efforts to meet the social needs of the community. The college's responsibilities extend only to assisting in the formation of the non-profit organization, and will not otherwise involve its governance or the ongoing operations of the organization. 2. Seeks to organize, through the college's Indigenous Law Center or other administrative offices, as appropriate, pro bono legal assistance and other support, and assist tribal leadership with federal, state, and county matters, water and property rights, economic development, tribal courts, and efforts to meet the social and security needs of the community. 3. Works with interested public and private parties or entities to develop scholarship assistance for duly admitted law students at the college that are members of Round Valley Indian Tribes, a federally recognized tribal government. These funds may be used to offset tuition, housing costs, and other incidentals for Round Valley Indian Tribes tribal members admitted to the law school. 4. Dedicates a permanent and public memorial, and other displays, as appropriate, to the Yuki people at an appropriate location on its campus, with display panels, historical explanations, and cultural presentations. This memorial should acknowledge and atone for the historical traumas suffered by the Yuki people. 5. Provides a fully functional, interactive public internet website to allow dissemination of the college's approach, to seek public input, and to keep the public advised of historical, academic, and programmatic work to address the broader issues and the restorative justice agenda. A page on this internet website shall be dedicated to the college's work with Round Valley Indian Tribes and the Yuki people. 6. Establishes clinical or experimental educational programs for its students, one that may serve as a model for other law schools, to address the specific needs of the residents of the Round Valley, including the possibility of a center for pro bono legal assistance in tribal legal matters and public law assistance that could be staffed with student interns, faculty leadership, and pro bono contributors. 7. Collaborates with Governor Newsom's tribal advisor to engage with, and contribute to, that office and the newly formed Truth and Healing Council, which is working to clarify the historical record of mistreatment, violence, and neglect of Native Americans in California. 8. assists in the organization of pro bono attorneys with a connection to the college to assist in mutually agreed upon goals and objectives. 9. Assists tribal leaders, where possible, with other community needs, such as making connections to the college's award-winning moot court program, preservation of the Yuki legacy with an emphasis on youth, preservation of tribal oral traditions and stories, and advancement in teaching and preserving native languages. 10. Assists, as appropriate, with the legal aspects of establishing a museum or cultural center in the Round Valley, and a project for the protection of sacred sites and repatriation of artifacts and human remains. 11. Highlights the injustices of the past by bringing attention to the public at large and the college's community with a lecture series, guest speakers, and tribal elders, dealing with righting the wrongs. 12. Supports collaboration by assisting tribal members to obtain grant opportunities from public and private sources, including identifying grants for economic development. 13. Establishes an Indian law program and related academic and educational programs at the college, available to all students interested in studying Indian law. The goal of these programs is the encouragement of scholarship, educational growth, opportunity and support for students, and recruitment of qualified individuals from the Round Valley tribes or Yuki descendants for legal education and career opportunities in law. 14. Assists, as appropriate to the work of a law school, with the revitalization and preservation of Yuki history and language efforts. 15. Provides academic support, as needed, to Round Valley Indian Tribe students attending the college. 16. Creates a working group consisting of members of the college's Restorative Justice Advisory Board and members of the Yuki Indian Committee to define the content to be placed in the commemorative space reserved for this purpose at the college. 17. Assists tribal leadership with understanding the Federal Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, 25 U.S.C. Sector 3001 it seek, and the California Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act of 2001, Chapter 5, commencing with Section 8010, of Part 2 of Division 7 of the Health and Safety Code, Laws. 18. Engages in ongoing relationship building between the Round Valley Indian Tribes and the Yuki people, submitting reports to the legislature and the Assembly Select Committee on Native American Affairs. 19. An annual apology on a date to be determined by the Round Valley Indian Tribes, a federally recognized tribal government, its designees of the Yuki Indian Committee, and the college to attest to and acknowledge the social justice components achieved and ongoing efforts. 20. Grants a seat on the college's commemorative committee to a representative of the Yuki people. The college shall create a subcommittee of the commemorative committee with Yuki Indian representation. 21. The college and the board of directors provides resources for restorative justice to the extent required by law, and, when not required by law, assists in restorative justice policies.